Because we're all parts of one structure, the soul of Adam HaRishon, then it's clear that we're all interconnected. Although we don't understand it, we're not aware of it, it's clear we're all interdependent. We don't understand the extent to which we are interdependent. All of this is concealed. This web that ties us all together is called Bore, Creator. He's the one we have to reveal. In other words, reveal the connection between us, the dependency between us, the arvut between us, or to reveal the Creator between us, the quality of the Creator, the nature of the Creator, is one and the same. Hence, the attainment of the arvut is our work. It's our goal. And we have to yearn to that state called Arvut, mutual guarantee. Not confuse ourselves, not lie to ourselves that we need to attain anything else. Meaning, when we talk about attaining the Creator, it seems to us that it's something personal for each and every one. That we have to attain, there is none else besides Him, that's also something that's not aiming us precisely at the system, the integral system. But when we are speaking of the Arvut, it's clear to us that we exist in an integral system that's constantly at work. And the fact that it is concealed from us is a result of descending from the upper world gradually to this world, and we lose the feeling of our connection. And by that we feel that we move away from one another, we disconnect from one another. After all, the sin of the tree of knowledge is for us to rediscover the Arvut, since you can discover it only when it's not present, it's not apparent, it's not felt. And in attaining the Arvut, we attain this web of connection between us, which in total is called the Creator, the one who connects us, who unites us, the force of unity, connection, love. That's why this lesson number three that we want to get to know today is a very important lesson. More important than there's none else besides Him, because there's none else besides Him is found within the mutual guarantee. Only more in a more personal way, through the demand, through the prayer. And the more we work on it, we will come closer to the truth.
What does it mean that there is none else besides Him who is within this general Avut? And before you said that attaining the Avut is our goal and that's what we need to aspire to. So what ultimately do we want to feel?
We want to feel there is none else besides Him that connects us, that exists between us, and according to our tendencies, we want to open up to one another, and discover that the mutual guarantee, the Arvut, comes from us as a kli, and the one who fills the Arvut and enlivens it is there's none else besides Him. Hence, from the side of the kelim, the vessels, it's the mutual guarantee, alvut. Each one feels that he is connected through thousands upon thousands of capillaries and threads through the brain and the heart, and he's connected to everyone. There is no one that is not connected to him. And this is what we have to reveal.
So we want to feel these threads between our hearts and minds.
We are looking for those connections, those threads, let's call them, those ties, and we want to excite them and enliven them, because when they appear as hate and rejection, we have to reveal them as connection, as a mutual inclination towards one another, to turn the hate into love. And by that, we discover in the vessels the inner force that enlivens that connection, meaning in the mutual guarantee that we wish to establish, we want to arrange our vessels. This is called the attainment of our ego, the restriction on top of it, the screen, reflected light, all the corrections, and as a result, we turn the negative force between us, the one that the Creator created from the beginning, to something positive. And then according to how we construct the positive desires towards one another, to that extent, we discover the light, the force of the Creator, that fills the connections between us and keeps, upholds the Arvut. Meaning, Arvut, at the end of the day, is the goal. And we need to see that state as the only desirable state before us, and there's nothing besides that state. If we feel it and not run away to various depictions, but rather will insist on the Arvut precisely in practice, then we will attain it and attain the truth and the purpose of life and everything. There's nothing other than that. By that, we are correcting the shattered system.
Do we need to pray for the Arvut, or can we
do whatever you want, but you have to reveal the connections that extend from you to everyone?
Can it be done without the Creator illuminating our efforts?
Try. Yes. No. But to come to the revelation of Arvut that actually exists, but we see it in an opposite way. That's the meaning of the shattering. The shattering is in our perception, in our awareness, how we see things. And if we do not reveal the web of connections between us, and in general between all the people in the world, and between all the still vegetative animate and speaking, then it's a problem in perception. Since we are ultimately inside an integral system, as Baal Sulam writes. Don't think that you are moving away from sanctity, God forbid. Rather, everything is in the same system, except you are moving away from your perception. That's the shattering that took place inside the vessel. And this perception is controlling us. So we have to forcefully bring ourselves back to the true perception. This is our entire work.
Yes.
So a person walking upon the path, he sets his goal as the attainment of Arvut instead of attaining there's none else besides him.
Arvut. Adhesion cannot come except from Arvut. How do we say? From love of the creator, creatures to love of the creator. You can only turn to the creator by reviving, sustaining that web of connections. How can you connect to him if he is the internality of that connection? He is inside the web. So how do you turn to him if not from within the network?
So, what do you want? I mean, your goal is to attain what?
My goal is to attain the force of connection that exists between all people. The force of connection, or more precisely, you could say love. The creator is love. Love meaning mutual participation in anything and everything above all the desire to receive that each one has. That was created on purpose. So towards it, we'll be able to measure how much I'm connected to others to check. Are my connections right or not, incorrect? How do I check them? Without the will to receive, without the shattering, I wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Because when we talk about ascribing reality to the Creator, so you can somehow quantify it. But what does it mean to live in a reality of Arvut? What does it mean that I live Arvut in my life?
That you feel that you depend on everyone and everyone depends on you. If you depend on everyone, you have to find the right connection with them, right? Not right according to how it seems to you, but according to true spiritual definitions. This is you towards them and also they toward you. You have to behave in such a way that you'll be able to receive from them the what would you have liked to see?
It's not that I'd like to see anything specifically, it's just that I don't understand how, from where do you get the power to be in Arvut?
Reluctantly. Either I live or I die. I can exist perhaps in this life and erase the entire spiritual option. Maybe I can do it. Or I might not be able to do it. When I enter the wisdom of Kabbalah, I have to imagine to myself that I am joining an infinite process and a real one. It doesn't end with the death of the body or with the life of the body in some shape or form. It's a process by which I go through all the worlds, all the states. That's it. I was in that same process also before, but I was in it unconsciously. Not that I'm entering a new place. It's not new. I simply reached a point on the way where something is revealed, and I continue in this revelation, and I can't come out of it. I can close my eyes as if I'm inside a train coach. A sleeping coach, or a train car, and I shut the drapes and I don't see that I'm moving. I might be able to do it, if possible. I don't think it's possible, but, you know, all of humanity is suffering such blows that it finally needs to open the drapes and see where it is. Now again, to accept that process as one process, that you are in movement, in motion, from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, and as much as you participate in your this drive, this ride. This is the measure of your participation, of your maturity, of your ability to influence your states. Since after all, you're in a state where you do nothing. Also, when you seemingly correct the world and you correct... Yours. Okay, ask.
What is the avut about? What do I owe the friends and what do the friends guarantee to me?
To be in one single web where everyone are interconnected, is interconnected. Scientists say, botanists say that underground, there's also such a web that connects all the plants in the world between them. I don't know to such extent, but not that I believe. Rather, I can depict it as such. This web that connects everyone, even when we don't feel it, but there's connection between all the plants. Just like there's connection between all the humans, there's a connection between all the living things on the animate degree. Corporeal. And through that, the spiritual force spreads through the system. So, this web of connection exists. It ties everyone together. It is gradually appearing throughout humanity. Suddenly we feel that those are connected to these, and they understand one another, and there's times where they have such contacts between them, such interactions. The fact that we've moved apart from the time of Babylon, it's only to reveal the web of connection between us, as if it doesn't exist. But on the other hand, it exists, even if we're in a negative state, like wars and problems. Nevertheless, it's in order to connect us and bring us to greater connection. But we're all of us, in this network. Why is Babylon so symbolic? Because from that point on, we've been moving apart from one another, but the web becomes more and more clear. When we were together, it wasn't so clear, emphasized. Because what's important is the hate, the rejection, and the importance of the mutual connection. So in short, everything is revealed in it. And this web is what's important, and not us, those who are in the nodes. The web is more important than the nodes. The web is godliness, and these nodes are equal.
This obligation, this commitment, what exactly do I pledge to the friends?
You commit to the 10 you happen to be in. Maybe a minute ago you didn't know who you're going to be sitting with. So you commit to wanting to reveal between them quickly the web of connections between them. You to them, and everyone, and mutually, you commit to doing it. You have an opportunity to get to know the web. And you're going to start doing it everywhere, in every situation. I understand it's not so comfortable, it's not so pleasant. I felt it yesterday. how it was during the lesson when you were so foggy, you weren't your usual selves. I hope that from today and for tomorrow and beyond, you'll begin to know one another better, and you will disconnect from these past tens to some extent, and you'll begin to recognize more the necessity for our avut.
So my commitment is to make an effort.
My commitment, of course, comes through the effort. When I'm putting in my effort, I'm putting my attention into getting to know them, and I'm making this effort to show them, to show their attention, how much I'm willing to support them. It's a mutual web.
So what will determine our success, my success in the process?
You will discover the Creator inside the web. You will discover the Creator inside that web. That's it. This web is the Kli.
My question is more about what will determine if something will happen between us or not.
If the connection between you will not happen, nothing will happen.
And what determines this? That everyone shares the same inner tendency?
Until we can swallow and live by it.
Of everything we talked about before, it all comes out of blows and so on. It's all something very external, seemingly. How do we reach love and through choice?
It's written, you have to place it on your heart, and gradually, through the influence of the society and the Creator, it will enter the heart. That's how what's written, such an advice.
It's easy to understand how to reach Elfut because, through caring about myself. I don't want to be harmed, so I care for the others.
You need to brainwash yourself, or wash your own brain, that when you care for others, you actually care for yourself. That's how it is. Then it's a true care and concern for yourself, and not this false care for your animal. Because when you care about it, you're not actually caring about it. Arvut covers everything to such an extent that this individual personal care was given to us falsely, so you will be able to start to come out of it into this mutual care. That's why we have to convince ourselves that we need to help, to support, since only the connection will save us. We are the seed of the new world, the new humanity. We have to go through it ourselves and be responsible
Если главное усилие пробудить сердца товарищей, получается для меня главное, чтобы все очень сильно захотели связи между нами.
Our main exertion is to awaken the hearts of the friends, then for me, the main thing is for all of us to want to connect together.
If you can ensure that everyone will be in connection, but you do it from within your heart, not just as an organizer, they will be in connection. I'm on the side. There's a very special condition here. You have to show an example, to subjugate yourself towards the friends, to be smaller than them. If you can bring them into connection on top of that, then you're already working towards building the first vessel. And all the degrees are the same, really, but the conditions are very different, I would say, even new conditions for connection, for avut, become apparent each time, and each time they appear stranger. We didn't expect that we have to create an arvut on top of such conditions. Each time the will to receive appears against the arvut in a more powerful way.
Nessie? So,
where's that person the moment before he receives the avut? What state is he in?
A person that is about to reveal the avut has a great yearning to be in connection of our avut with all the friends. There will be this complete connection between everyone to such an extent that there's no more room to renew these connections. And when that opportunity to fill the space with the connection between them is completed, until they become a field, not just threads, but an actual field, that means that they've arrived at a vessel, they built a vessel where the Creator can be revealed. And the Creator appears in Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, according to the level of the ego above which they constructed the connection. And that's how they attain the degree. Meaning you always attain the degree of the Arvut, the measure of the connection between them, and that same degree of connection, not less and not more, is the connection with the Creator. And the Creator Himself is the measure of connection between them and nothing else. Nothing else is revealed, because if you've constructed a mutual attitude from one to the other and from the other to another, this mutuality you've attained is the force of the Creator, the force of love, the force of connection, the force of mutual guarantee. This is the Creator. There's nothing more than that. What exists above it, we don't attain it, the root that's above it. Because we're extensions of that soul of Adam HaRishon that was in complete Arvut, but on a smaller degree. Now we attain the same connection. Degree. Naan Chai.
Is there a stage where the Creator Himself is responsible for the process? He is in the Elvut Himself?
You cannot perform any connection in your correction in the connection with others if not for the Creator. He broke the connection between us and He's standing there not letting you connect. He's the one tripping you each time. Doesn't let you. Until we would give a complete exertion called Se'ah, full measure. Until then, we won't be able to do it. And the Se'ah, the full measure, is each time more and more. You're all going to get a chance to ask. Don't worry about it. Prepare your questions. This is a topic unlike anything else.
A question sent by a friend. What should the 10 pray about so that the friends will get to Avot?
For them to understand that we have no problem in our spiritual work except keeping the Arvut, the mutual connection between everyone, from heart to heart. In order to keep the connection, we need mind, the brain, as an assisting instrument. Assisting in connecting the hearts, the feelings. I need to feel the heart of the friend and receive the strength from above to fill him. So I'm the Gagalta Benaim with respect to the Achab. That's how I need to work towards him. And that's how each one needs to work towards the others. And then each one completes the others in Gagalta Benaim and in Achab, and then we get a complete vessel.
What to do if the work in the group is built only on the covenant of salt right now, because I lost the flavor of everything else, taste and everything else, and all I have left to do is to work above reason. And because new flavors were revealed, suddenly you feel like just closing yourself off somewhere, reading the Psalms, the Song of Songs, and so on.
This is you who want to find ways to escape the Arvut. From the desire to escape the Arvut, you get religions and belief systems, idol worshipping. It's all in place of the work on the Arvut. That's why here we have to constantly be on guard, so that all the instances that are coming over us will not pull us towards other kinds of work. You can physically engage in many things, but you should have a goal as a result of what you're doing, and it should only be in the strengthening of Arvut.
From where do I take the strength to always return to the group?
You have to receive them from the group and from the Creator. Meaning, you should be afraid of moving apart. When you are out of connection with them, you are not in spirituality. This takes a lot of time, years. 5, 10, maybe 20 years. Until a person comes to a state where it simply comes as a gift from the Creator. When in his heart such a feeling comes to be felt in this form, that shows that it's really so simple. The whole creation is one system. Everyone is interconnected, and only with my mind we're disconnected, we're detached, and each one does whatever he pleases. And then I finally understand that this is all in my broken desire to uphold himself. But again, to uphold oneself is to be in connection with society.
Well,
let's say we are all sitting here and we participate with the lesson internally. There's no workshop or anything. In this thing, now, during the lesson, what's the difference between the attitude a person has towards his 10, that's near him, and the entire lesson, which is something, or the attitude to everyone who studies right now?
That we're all part of one network, but what's closest to me to work in Avut, the Avut which I have to get to, are the people with whom I'm in an earthly corporeal connection with now, because I'm still in this world in mind and heart. And that's why this 10 I fell into, I accept it as the exercise I have to complete now. I have to establish a avut between me and them.
So it turns out that a new 10 where I start to work, how to hold inside of me the previous 10, because I have to think about them as well. Since they entered me, I entered them. How to continue be in it.
Could be that I sit in a different place every minute. Why does it matter? The main thing is that I need to forfeit my ego and to every time accept what I have in front of me instead of my own heart. And that's avut.
Each time to annul myself.
Of course, each time, because I have nine in front of me. That's my first nine sfirot, and I'm malchut, and I make a restriction over myself, and I serve them, I connect to them, and I'm willing to do everything for them. That's me building the partuf. Arvut is the condition to build the partuf, through which you can bestow upon the Creator and to receive from Him. Clear? Cohen.
What does it mean to be a good guest? What does it mean to be a good host? And how to be both simultaneously towards everyone else?
I don't understand.
How to be a good guest, how to be a good host, and how to be like both of them towards everyone else.
With respect to those who are now arriving, the friends from abroad?
Well, in general, how to be a good guest, how to be a good host, and how to be as a guest and a host towards all of the friends at the same time.
Do what they want. Act according to their will, that's all. I have nothing more to recommend. Just do their will. All right? Good. So let's now start from the poor Israelis. What? Yes, please. I didn't know.
If we say that we have to feel the heart of the friend, I need to feel the heart of each friend individually, or my feeling does not depend on a specific friend, rather I feel his point in the heart and that's it.
That depends on what stage we are in the work of mutual guarantee of avut. In the beginning, it's like this or like that. I open my heart, I close my heart, I can't see him, I can't. And so on. Later, it's different. Later, I know what to do with the heart so that it's open to the bestowal from the friends, and they are all included together within my heart. We learn it, we go over it in stages. Yes.
Shalom Rav. Lama Arvut tzarir leyot adat?
Hello, Rav. Why Arvut has to be mutual?
It's the rule of the one integral body. Each and every cell is included of all the desires of the rest of the cells and supplies to them whatever it can supply, all the things that they require for their function, like in our body.
Everything depends on me. It all depends on my asking for the friends. So why does it have to be mutual if it all depends on me?
But you need to see the system as integral, entirely interconnected, working in this mutual way, and there's one single force operating in it, meaning one mind, one heart. Everything is happening within this system, and you need to come to grasp you need to come to that determination, to that awareness. That's the meaning of discovering the Creator.
What's the difference between the system of mutual guarantee and the Creator?
The system is the vessel, And what fills the vessel is the Creator.
What should we add, Rav, in order to come to true avot, to mutual guarantee? There are many friends who come here. What do we have to do?
We only need one thing. Each and every friend has to be more important to me than myself, because I need to serve him, to bring him to a state where the Creator clothes in him. That's the condition of mutual guarantee, of Alvut. Yes.
Rav, is there a precondition for receiving the Arvut?
Need. Lack of choice. Where I'm better off dead than alive in this life. It's better to die if I don't get the Arvut, because only in the Arvut I discover the soul of Adam, the spiritual system, and I live in it, I exist in it, I bestow and operate it.
I understand that we all depend on one another, like cogwheels, interconnected, we all turn together.
Yes.
But it feels as if you're turning by yourself. How do you feel more dependency on others?
In the 10, where you commit to build the connection between them, and you have your whole day to do this. Throughout the day, you must establish a connection between them, between everyone. You are the 10th, responsible over the 9, so that they are all connected by evening.
And without it?
Without that, don't come. So we had people over here. Amnon. Yes, Amnon.
We learned that the foot of Mount Sinai, the Arvut was given because there was a need for it to receive the Torah.
Because without that, it's impossible to receive the Torah.
And that's it. It was necessary. Otherwise, you couldn't get it. And Rav, a minute ago, told us about his neighbor that said, I have no need for it.
Yes.
I cheat the IRS. I have a beer. I have a TV. Let me be. The question is how, in general, a need for the Arvut awakens in a person where there's no need for it. On the contrary, we disconnected.
I don't follow again the question, just the question.
The question is, how will awaken in a person the need for Arvut when on the face of it, there's no need for it, there's no lack for it in a man?
Of course, there's no lack.
So how does it awaken? How do we awaken it? Why would I, should I keep the Arvut?
Because you want to find the purpose of life, the purpose of life that you're drawn towards, you don't know where it is. And so, you're given the explanation that it's in the proper connection between people, because there used to be a proper connection, a good connection, and you were there, and there you revealed the upper world, heaven, paradise, like Adam HaRishon, as part of him, in paradise. And later, that state was broken. And now you want to get back there. That's it. So for that, you need to connect with the others.
In a small group like ours, we studied, learn about it persistently, consistently. That's fine, but I see around the world, if some country falls, everybody's just happy. They don't want to help it.
You want whole countries to start engaging with this?
Yeah.
Okay, so give them an example.
Example? To the contrary, I see in China.
No, you give an example to the countries.
Ah,
to the,
I mean personally. I can do it in this group.
All right, so I'll tell you. The way you behave in your 10, that's how countries, nations will behave with each other.
Yeah, those are all discernments I have to collect.
Yes.
How not to escape, because nature always wants to come out of this mutual dependency. They want to connect to others.
That's correct.
How to prepare myself for each time not running away?
Personal effort, support from the friends, and prayer to God. More than that, I don't know. There's another thing called luck. And of that, well, that doesn't depend on you. That's why I didn't mention it. All right. Asaf, what of you?
If
there are a few friends who sit in one table, and the 10 is not really the faces that I see, then what is this inner 10? The faces change, can change every moment.
But it's good, because I don't hinge my success on these particular faces and how they treat me, like this or like that. Rather, it all depends on how I relate to them, and not how they relate to me. Right? I need to rise above my ego, and to try from my heart to do to them whatever I can so that they will connect and they will carry me in this connection as well, and so we will come to make a vessel for the Creator. That's it.
For them to take me to that connection?
Yes, of course.
What does that mean?
That I annul myself towards them, and I'm willing to just be that way. Annulling myself towards them doesn't mean that I'm like a baby amongst them. No. It means that I receive their desires, their wants, the conditions, everything that's in them, I take it and keep it. And by that, I become like them. Annulment brings me to equivalence, no less. We generally think that if I annul myself, I'm like a zero, right? No, I'm a zero with respect to my own ego, but I have a lot of energy and the mind and the heart to do whatever they want. That's participation in Arvut.
Participation in Arvut. And in this participation, there's the resistance that is revealed in interesting new ways. What about that resistance or the inversion of that complete state causes me to understand the Creator correctly? I don't know if I'm asking it.
Specifically, the resistances, the clashes, the confusions help me discover more and more all kinds of manners, colors. Yes, and with it, I go.
Internal mold or pattern, I take it in the heart, but the connection between the friends and the heart and the table, it's like
you need to see the future connection, what you want to happen. That's what you need to pray for, and to it, you need to come closer. This is very practical. I'm telling you, this is very practical. It's before us. It's a true blessing that it's being revealed before the convention, and we don't need a lot of time to get recruited and yearn for it to happen. The convention can be a convention of the revelation of the Creator to the creature. Of course our work is much more difficult. You know, if you were in some group, some small group somewhere out there, 10, 20 people, I don't know how many, they're studying like this and like that, then it would be for you easier. Here you are as a group of the new world. That's the whole thing, the group of a new world, where you are now starting to open an opening to the whole of humanity. And we're kind of dragging, we're kind of including all of humanity. You're dragging behind you all of humanity. Of course, it's much more difficult. But this is considered the generation of the Messiah. This is the last generation. And there are such methods where you can easily start to feel some spirituality. Ruchniot, not real spirituality. But that's not what the Creator demands. Specifically, that form, to be ready to draw behind it the whole world.
Additional questions from students from Israel. How should I develop a feeling for desire for the Creator in my friends when I myself have no emotions, complete zero, and I want to help the desires of everyone?
To nullify. Nullify. I come now like, I don't know, to sow something. In sowing, I come now to make a connection between everyone, a connection between the hearts. If I take their hearts and I make between them like this, with a needle and thread, a connection between them, and I connect all those hearts, there's an area, and in that area, I reveal the Creator. My Creator, my area, by me connecting their hearts. So if even a little I depict to myself those hearts and can connect them that way, I'm already built. That's the problem. Yes.
The connection with Rav, questions and answers, really wakes us up. Maybe even it can take us 1 year forward. How can I have the friends awaken me the same way?
That's the difference between the Rav and the friends. The friends can do their role, which the Rav cannot do. And Rav can do his role, which the friends can't do. We need to have both this and that. You can't be only with the friends without a Rav, or just with the Rav without the friends. I was with Rabash, and then he said to me, you need friends. So I went to some place, and I brought from there the group of guys. They started to study. I was a little mixed in with them, and then after a while, Rabash said, leave it. We, you and me, are a society. We're friends. That's it. And I had, although, a group of 5-6 friends, but that was kind of formal. That's how he did it. So, what I recommend, there must be a group to each and everyone. Each and everyone must make every morning lesson a lesson of Arvut, because we have no more than that to do. But to attain Arvut between us, and that's the main thing we have to attain in the convention. And that's called connection to one place, to one source. It's called the preparing of the Kli for the revelation of the Creator. That's the actual purpose of our connection. Let's hope we get to there. In the world. So what's the problem? I don't know.
No, you said that if the friend is asleep, it's my fault that he's sleeping.
Yes, but until the point that you see that, from here on, it all depends on you. Prior to that, you didn't know, you didn't reveal it, you didn't get it revealed from the heavens for you. Now that you'd revealed it, it's you to blame.
So now I see him and he's keeping on sleeping. So I'm to blame.
Right, start yelling in your heart to the extent that he won't be able to sleep.
And if I'm not succeeding, I see he's still asleep, so I'm doing something wrong. So there's something mutual, right? some different force in society. If I'll know how to activate it, he won't sleep, right?
And more correctly, behind the whole society, the Creator. Don't forget him. That if you operate him, certainly the friend will jump up immediately.
You said previously that Arvut is the Kli, and the fulfillment is there's knowledge beside him.
That's in the building of the Kli, but if you want to awaken the friends to Arvut, then you need to do it also through the Creator. Because altogether the awakening comes from him. Okay. Good. Eli, what do you want?
A friend from Moscow wanted to ask about the Arvut during the day. How does this work, basically? Every time I meet the friends or there's a...
You don't need to meet. You don't need to decide any rings on your phones even. All that, do it, but it's all... Try to constantly be in that feeling all the time without leaving it. And that's it. That's the simplest way. Constantly. And you'll see how all of a sudden you receive an awakening. All of a sudden you get reminders. All of a sudden it happens that way.
The question is, if I'm meeting with a random 10, who am I meeting during the day?
With the 10, the 10, Asiriya, that structure, that soul in which I expect the revelation of the Creator. I want everyone, I don't have a true 10. I want everyone to be connected and included in such a way that they're, that other than this mutual tendency, like in one body, like in the right net, there's nothing but that and the Creator's revealed there.
This image I hold.
What do I have from depicting those faces? Tell me. Or in place of those faces, they're human attributes. This one's a little stingy, and that one's this way or that way or that way, that I can depict in my ego. That's all a lie to start with.
What is the image I see before my eyes when I think about the 10? What is it? Is it a network of connection between everyone?
The net of connection between us is that in this, each of us becomes free. Free. This rids us from the will to receive. Rids him from his will to receive. The friends obligate him to stop feeling his will to receive. He doesn't feel it. It's not that he's even obligated to do so. He sees, the Creator, the will to receive dissipates. I don't think about myself all of a sudden, about the next moment, about something. I'm just thinking about us all. What's happening with me? Did I go crazy? Maybe some virus in the air? It's truly so. This is... happens from mutual guarantee.
In this network, we have friends from the world, the entire humanity, the general soul.
All of humanity, all of the generations, everything. It's the soul of Adam.
And every individual in this network, how is he expressed? Is it a point or a force or what is it?
Where does he write that? In the beginning, it looks like it's the general point, the little soul, and then it's revealed to him.
600,000 souls.
600,000 souls. That's it. Yes, Eli.
So it says, I'm trying to think, how am I imagining this network except for corporeal things in my mind? What's connecting us, and who are these us? Who is this? Is this point, aspirations, yearnings? What is it?
Different desires where each above his desire operates for the sake of others in order to sustain them in life, and that is the whole existence and vitality he has. There is nothing for himself in anyone, only in him operating from himself towards the friends to their benefit. And the network exists in such a way. And then in it, the force of the Creator is revealed. I don't understand why it's hard to depict it. Yes, Amit.
The focus should be on this network of connection, the field, or on the connections.
Our focus needs to be on the net of connection or
on the connections between us.
On the fields, on the net. On the net. The net of connection between us and not on the
junctions.
Not on the crossroads. The crossroads are egoistical. That's the ego. And the connections between us are built such that each and every crossroad needs to be covered with restriction and a masach and ol chozer. That's how he relates to others.
That's yes? Exactly why I'm asking, because in corporeality as well, when we give this analogy from the brain, which is a network of neurons, what's the most important thing? The synapses.
No, that's how it is for, with us, but because we need to discover our mind, but here we need to reveal the Creator.
But in the crossroads, that's where the friction is, that's where the work is.
There's no work in the crossroads, only in each working above himself.
So to try to hold on this picture of the network of connections between us?
It's a net. It's a net that we sustain. It's what we hold on to. All those synapses, those connections are egotistical, as each and every one needs to build upon them a restriction, a screen, and reflecting light. And through the reflecting light, the ol chozer that emerges from each and every connection, from each and every ego, that's how they connect between them in bestowing to one another. And between them, building it in such a form of bestowal, a condition for revelation of the Creator. If this network will start to exist in a mutual manner where each works for the sake of others, it will already be called the general force of bestowal, which is called the revelation of the Creator. You made me. And the Creator is outside of that? No. We made him. Yes.
And during the day to let the internal work, the thought, the desire to be focused only on this 10 I'm sitting with, or to expand to the entire worldly.
It's worthwhile to see it from here until it covers all of reality, all of the spiritual reality, which is until Ein Sof. That's how we rise in the whole ladder of degrees that will be even more and more and more, joining to that network and giving life to the body.
Rav, есть порядка четырех вопросов.
Ну-ну, давай.
Rav, нам товарищ в нашей десятке подарил...
Well, let's go.
A friend in our 10 gave all of us as a gift a very expensive white shirts. Is that a good example for our vote?
Well, he wants to do good for that. The best example for our vote is that he truly supports with all his heart the connection between you and is constantly trying to hold on to that good connection between you.
Rav, can you give us an example of a disclosure of Arvut that can touch the friend's heart?
It's written that everything is clarified in thought and everything comes through the hearts. Therefore, it's not the thought and not the actions in the heart. We can't reveal in what external way we can do this. Through gathering, for the convention, the meals, yeshivot chavirim, and so on. And that's it. If I want this all to exist, every lesson and every gathering of friends and every such thing, that externally is the sustaining of arvut.
I was asking about an example of arvut that is what touches your heart, your specific heart. What will awaken you?
What awakens me to arvut more than anything is where I see reality, humanity, as shattered, miserable, where the Creator is truly sorry to present it to me in such a way. That's not the ten, that's not the Bnei Baruch group. Altogether, we are the head of this structure. But the whole body that we need to, in which the Creator wants to be revealed, all the 8 billion people, that awakens me more to... assemble within them. You need to unite inside them. Go ahead.
Rav, regarding this force of life in the network, sometimes we're doing group actions. Suppose in dissemination, the action itself, you can't stand it. But the mere connection between us, because everyone is doing it, you feel that there is something above this world. What's going on there?
You are awakening the force of connection, the force of unification, the force of arvut, you could say. As nevertheless, you are operating together, wanting to attain the one goal. You're coming with one idea, even though it might be an action that's not exactly directed towards the revelation of the Creator, but nevertheless, it belongs to it as the mutual action of yours, which is a spiritual action. I'm saying spiritual, where you're engaged in some act of dissemination, not even if it's an act of dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You, by that, you're nevertheless coming with your additional friends, and you're operating on the interconnection between you and upon the Arfut. That also works, and actually works very well, because you are seemingly distant from all kinds of forms of bestowal and our wisdoms, and it operates more. I really hold a lot onto that, like with the cardboard boxes that we glued and other activities we've done. It's worthwhile. I see in such acts of dissemination great merits, not because of the side effects that come from them, but because they operate in the direction of arvut. We understand just to join.
So now, as we gather, should we instill this ingredient into our man?
That we are preparing ourselves to, yes, be a force that will be able to show the reality, to show humanity the good future. Not some kind of exalted words, simply the good future. We're getting closer to the end of the lesson. We will have a lesson today from 5 to 7 in the evening for our friends that have come from all the edges of the universe. And that's it. I hope that throughout the day you will be in arvut between you, and you develop this matter, and you'll reveal more and more things that have to do with arvut. how we can develop it, how we can, with our words, talk about it, try to see the system that's in Arvut, and what you can say with your words. Don't look Bar Sulam, Rabash, how you think of it, about the importance, about the goal, about the execution, about what we can contribute to this and how we can get there. That's more important than reading the sources, because that already has to do with the few questions. First question. Today's lesson is very different to yesterday's lesson by all parameters. In that context, how dependent are we on what you say or how you say it in the physical state of the audience that sits before you? And how responsible is the audience before you towards the whole world, because it influences everyone?
Everything is connected and everything is responsible. I'm telling you, without the situation in the world and without our situation, if we weren't heading towards the big Congress, so we couldn't and we wouldn't need this lesson we just went through that much. You understand? Everything depends on this high level we're in. The commitment to where we have from above, and I think we also have willingness to accept it and to realize it in our world here. Okay.